local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we start hour number two on a busy Wednesday here at News Radio 92.3. Good afternoon. It is Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. We are informative, local, and dependable. Very busy Wednesday here. We'll get right to it with our top three stories before our first check-in on the roads and weather this hour. Starting off with our top three stories today. The latest in Israel is that most of Gaza's population has been displaced. As the war continues, the political leader of Hamas is in Cairo today, talking with Egyptian leaders about the Israeli hostages and a possible ceasefire. Israeli President Isaac Herzog saying today the country is willing to engage in talks for another humanitarian pause. Today in court, a guilty verdict for 20-year-old Keith Agee, the man accused of fatally shooting the mother of his 2-year-old daughter inside the Home Depot store in August. The 20-year-old will spend the rest of his life after his conviction of first-degree premeditated murder. Agee testifying yesterday, he went to the store to confront Brooklyn Sims after testing positive for an STD. However, prosecutors presented the judge with evidence showing that Sims had tested negative for gonorrhea. The judge here in court today.
He got mad and blamed her for something that, in disgusting irony, wasn't even her fault. And had you taken any time to think about it, you would have found that out.
And the AG testifying in court yesterday that Sims turned her back towards him and walked away. That's when he pulled out the gun from his waistband and shot her. His mother, Sheila Agee, also accused of not only knowing about his plans but helping to orchestrate them. She'll appear in court next in February. And also in our top three stories today, the Pensacola man pleading guilty to the fatal shooting of Carla Williams inside Pensacola Fitness last year. 41-year-old Kenan Farrow entered the plea and will receive the mandatory sentence of life in prison on January 25th. 5:15 right now. We'll get more local headlines right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, if you are traveling southbound on North Davis Highway towards the intersection with Airport Boulevard, the issues that we've been having in that area have lessened, but they are still present, so look out for that. Also, Pine Forest Road, if you are traveling both north and southbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile Road, that is still dealing with a lot of traffic in that area. Those are the biggest hitters right now. You may experience some congestion on Airport Boulevard itself if you are traveling westbound towards North Davis. A lot of the congestion we saw on Brent Lane has not caused much issues, and the intersection at East Burgess Road and North Palafox Street is looking pretty good at the moment. Other places where you might see some issues, though, is in Santa Rosa County on Caroline Street. If you're traveling westbound over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton, the issues that we were not seeing earlier have since resurged.
All right. Looking at our Channel 3 First Warning weather forecast, here's meteorologist Alan Strum.
Chilly weather again overnight with lows down in the 40s for most coastal areas. Take it inland and it will be colder with lows potentially in the mid to low 30s. During the day Thursday, a little warmer with highs in the low 60s. Sun and clouds in the skies Thursday. We continue to have a pretty high rain chance on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. 50 degrees currently, down to 42 overnight tonight. Taking a look at elsewhere, what's happening here in our local headlines today. Activist ice cream maker Ben & Jerry's was in town yesterday, teaming up with the Pensacola bookstore to distribute copies of books that have been banned from school libraries. An ice cream truck was parked outside Open Books downtown, where folks that picked up a copy of a banned book could get a few free scoops of Change the World, WHIRLED, ice cream.
Most of the people that have stopped by have been sort of like-minded from the cause.
And Ben and Jerry's tour manager, Dan Bookmiller.
I mean, we've also been in Tampa, Miami, Melbourne. Didn't make it to Jacksonville because of weather, but Tallahassee. But yeah, I think Pensacola was definitely on the list because of all the issues with the school board.
Of course, Escambia County has been at the forefront of the controversy since the state's parental rights and education law was passed. School grades, of course, were issued last week. We spent a good bit of time talking about that. The school district maintaining a B overall. However, several elementary schools scored in the bottom 10% compared to the rest of the state. Seven of them under 100 points. D schools, Escambia in Escambia, are Brentwood, Ensley, and O.J. Sems. Montclair, Warrington, and Lincoln Park, and Global Learning Academy all received failing grades. This was the first year for the new testing method. The scores are intended only to provide a baseline. 5:18 right now. We will step away for a moment, come back with a look at our state and national headlines. Hour number two of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
As a Christian, I absolutely love Christmas. I love to read Isaiah 7:14, where the Bible indicates that a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel, which is God with us. Further, I love that Isaiah 9:6 gives us more names for the Christ child. The Emmanuel is the one who is Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I love that Micah 5:2 prophesies that the Christ would be born in Bethlehem, and hundreds of years later, and as a result of the decree by Caesar Augustus, in obedience to the census, Joseph and Mary are forced to travel to Bethlehem, and that's where Jesus was born. Where he was born, Bethlehem, and how he was born through virgin conception are truly Christmas miracles. Let these Christmas truths strengthen your faith. I'm James Johnson for Strength for Life, and I hope you have a very Merry Christmas.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Need some last-minute Christmas gifts? Check out the Merry Holiday Street Market Saturday on North Tarragona for unique vendors and lots of special items. The market is on from 2 to 5 at the Handlebar. Check out the birdwatching event at Big Lagoon State Park Saturday morning from 8 till 9, presented by the Friends of Pensacola State Parks. See dopensacola.com for more. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
This is Renee with Jim's Firearms wishing you a safe holiday. Please don't text and drive.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Darren Costello at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli Fine Wine and Cheeses wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Jessica with Pensacola's Kia Autosport wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
The Volkswagen Sign and Drive event wraps up the year at Pete Moore Imports. And that means with zero down payment, zero due at signing, zero security deposit, and zero first month payment, you can lease the 2024 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos at Pete Moore Imports today. It's never been easier to bring a shiny new Volkswagen home for the holidays. All you have to do is just sign your name. There's no down payment, no security deposit, nothing due at signing, and no first month payment. How much easier could it be? Just sign your name and you'll be driving a 2024 Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos home today. And as the new year comes to close, Pete Moore Imports wishes everyone a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season. Pete Moore Imports is not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
For highly qualified customers through Volkswagen Credit, zero first month payment up to $900. Offer ends January 2nd, 2024. See dealer for details.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Now on News Radio 92.3, apparently we got a last-minute request for that song. It is just before 6:25 here. We will get another check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Super Agents. Thinking about selling your house? Don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's Christina Leavenworth. Leavenrinke Realty. com. So looking at traffic here in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, if you are on Pine Forest Road traveling either north or southbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile Road, we've still got a lot of congestion in that area, so you need to look out for that. We do have some more backups developing on Brent Lane if you're traveling westbound towards North Palafox, so it does not appear to be too extreme at the moment. Tiger Point, if you were traveling eastbound towards the Tiger Point area on Gulf Breeze Parkway, a lot of the congestion in that area has seemingly cleared up, so hopefully you won't be dealing with much there. But in the Pace Milton areas, if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton, we still have a lot of traffic there.
All right. Our listener says, thank you very much for that. Right. Reminder, you can text in if there's a Christmas favorite you would like to hear as part of our bumper music. You can text those in, 850-437-1620, and Austin will stop whatever he's doing to get that synced and lined up for
Absolutely.
You. Taking a look at our weather forecast.
Chilly weather again overnight with lows down in the 40s for most coastal areas. Take it inland and it will be colder with lows potentially in the mid to low 30s. During the day Thursday, a little warmer with highs in the low 60s. Sun and clouds in the skies Thursday. We continue to have a pretty high rain chance on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Right now, 50 degrees, 42 the overnight low tonight. More sunshine tomorrow, a bit warmer, 62 with a low of 48 tomorrow night. Around the state of Florida today, a Florida abortion rights group is planning to make its next move by the end of the month in its fight to get an amendment on the 2024 ballot. Floridians Protecting Freedom says it's confident it has enough signatures to qualify by February. The amendment would still need to be approved by the state Supreme Court before voters decide on whether to protect abortion access in the state.
And the NAACP is criticizing a Florida daycare for its lesson on Rosa Parks. The parent of a black child at the daycare in St. Cloud called the NAACP after seeing pictures this month of their 2-year-old daughter portraying the civil rights icon. The girl's father says one photo showed her with her hands behind her back next to a white child dressed as a police officer.
And there's audio. There it is.
It goes back to what you allow within your facility, what you approve as your curriculum. There is, you know, a million ways to teach about Rosa Parks that's age appropriate.
Yes, it says another photo showed her being fingerprinted. The girl's mother says that there are a million other ways they could have taught about it. The daycare says it deeply regrets the incident. I'm sure it does.
I'm sure. Governor DeSantis reacting to the decision made by the Colorado Supreme Court after Donald Trump was banned from the 2024 Colorado primary. DeSantis says it's clear that it violates the Constitution because Trump hasn't been convicted of any crime.
Look, if somebody's convicted or something of some of these things, there was no trial on any of this. They basically just said, what, you can't be on the ballot? I mean, how does that work?
And of course, Trump says he'll swiftly appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court.
And a man who reportedly thought a child was possessed by a demon is dead after he was shot and killed by Highlands County Police. Authorities say that several people, including 39-year-old Richard Hamm, were burning the belongings of a 9-year-old boy in Sebring yesterday afternoon. Investigators say that Hamm even put the child inside the fire, but he was able to safely escape, luckily. Hamm is accused of swinging a metal rod and hitting a deputy in the head before he was fatally shot.
527, a quick rundown here of national headlines. A vote on President Biden's request for Ukraine aid will have to wait until 2024, as Congress unable to strike a deal before the Christmas holiday. The U.S. and Venezuela reportedly agreeing to a prisoner exchange. Venezuela has agreed to release 36 people, including at least 8 Americans, in exchange for a close ally of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. The FAA and NTSB are investigating a news helicopter crash in New Jersey that killed the pilot and a photographer. This was the helicopter for 6 ABC Action News Philadelphia. It had taken off from Northeast Philly Airport for an assignment at the Jersey Shore and was on its way back when it went down yesterday. A man from Washington State is accused of luring people to their deaths with tales of buried treasure. 40-year-old Richard Bradley is facing 4 murder counts for allegedly luring victims into a wooded area south of Seattle to help him find buried gold, and then he allegedly killed them, bury them, and steal their cars. King County prosecutors say that after each murder between 2019 and 21, Bradley would take the victim's vehicle and be seen driving it around for hours or days after the alleged crime. The FBI says hundreds of false bomb threats made to Jewish facilities over the weekend likely came from outside the U.S. The Anti-Defamation League says over 400 Jewish facilities have received false bomb threats over email since Saturday. The FBI says the perpetrators appear to be connected because of similar language in the emails. And Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville's hold on military promotions is over.
It was a very good outcome. One that should not have been necessary. But now that the holds have been lifted and these nominees confirmed, I hope this never happens again.
Chuck Schumer there saying the Senate confirmed 11 top military nominees after Tuberville agreed to end the blockade following pressure from his own party. 5:30 right now, Fox News Update is coming up, followed by a look at what's happening in the world of sports tonight. Awesome. We have a request for Dominic the Donkey.
Unfortunately,
I have not heard of that song before.
Oh, you're going to love it, Jeff.
All right. Looking it's forward good. To that. 5:30 Fox News Update coming up. Pensacola right now.
Several Republican presidential candidates speaking out against the Colorado Supreme Court decision, which would ban former President Trump from the state's primary and general election ballots because of alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election results and the January 6th Capitol riot. GOP contender Nikki Haley on the Fox News Channel says the decision demonstrates just how bitter American politics is getting.
You know, it goes back to our country being in disarray. The idea that judges are going to take it upon themselves to decide who can and can't be on the ballot is truly unthinkable.
President Biden in Milwaukee, meanwhile, speaking before the Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce, the president says his policies have succeeded despite attacks by Republicans.
We're denying economic opportunity when it comes to higher education, starting a business, keeping businesses open. That's how you generate economic opportunity.
Recent Fox News poll says 78% of voters think the economy's terrible. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. We're getting more details about the financial aspects of that tentative deal announced yesterday between Southwest Airlines and its pilots association. Union President Casey Murray says the agreement calls for pilots to get a 50% pay increase over the life of the 5-year contract, the first 29% of that coming if and when the agreement is ratified. Murray says it also includes improvements in retirement benefits and scheduling practices. sales of previously owned homes edged higher last month. The National Association of Realtors says sales rose 0.8% to a seasonally adjusted annualized rate of 3.82 million units, a bit better than what analysts had been expecting, and a little rebound also from October's 13-year low pace. Profit-taking put a notable dent in Wall Street's December rally today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average skidded 476 points. The S&P 500 lost 70, and the NASDAQ Composite tumbled 225, 1.5%. That's your money now.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church"? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, "Oh good, it's time to go to church." I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. In a 100-yard dash to the NFL MVP award, quarterbacks get a 50-yard head start over every other position. Brock Purdy has a good case to win the award this year, and probably will, but I don't think he should. No non-QB has won the MVP since 2012, and no wide receiver has ever won the award. Tyreek Hill and Christian McCaffrey, to me, are the two most valuable players in the NFL this season, and I hope one of them winds up winning the award. I'm Zach Gelb.
My dad has a cold, but also has high blood pressure. That's why I got him Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure for fast, powerful nighttime relief. Unlike some ordinary cold medicines, it's specially formulated for people like my dad. NyQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free, alcohol-free, and decongestant-free.
Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold, and flu for people with high blood pressure.
Like my dad.
Medicine. Use as directed. 2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
This is Lewis Bear wishing you a safe and happy holidays. Please don't text and drive or drink and drive.
Well, in a few weeks, Cat Country celebrates their 20th anniversary. And on behalf of the Appleyard Agency, who's been around over 60 years, we want to wish you the happy anniversary and the best holidays possible. We love our partnership with Cat Country.
This is Will with Hill Kelly Dodge wishing you a happy holiday from our family to yours.
Hi, this is Andrew McKay.
Hey, everybody, this is Austin Price.
Hi, I'm Steve Taylor.
This is Joe Ford.
Hi, this is David Wayne.
And I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Happy Hanukkah. Also a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
I just want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas from my family and from all of us at News Radio 92.3.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, jingity-jing, it's Dominic the Donkey. Jingity-jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la,
Coca-Cola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just past 5:35 here, we will get another check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Tire Trust Incorporated. Wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Drive safe, and when it comes to your vehicle, put your trust in Tire Trust. So looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, Pine Forest Road is really the worst one in Pensacola at this moment. If you are traveling northbound or southbound, but especially northbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile Road, traveling northbound there towards West 9 Mile, that is heavily backed up. It's basically if you're getting off of I-10 trying to travel on Pine Forest North, it is backed up all the way to there. So you're going to be dealing with some issues in that area. Tiger Point, we were talking about this earlier. If you are traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards the Tiger Point area, we do have some congestion building up closer to that vicinity, but it's nothing too severe at the moment. And Caroline Street in the Milton area, if you are traveling westbound trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, we've still got issues over there.
All right, Channel 3 first warning weather, currently 50 degrees. We'll get down to around 42 overnight tonight. Partly sunny tomorrow, a bit warmer, 62 for a high, a low of 48 on Thursday night. And Friday is looking like mostly cloudy with a high of 64 degrees. Austin, obviously a busy time around the world of sports. A lot happening today, especially with in the world of college football.
Oh, yeah. Today is the early national signing day, which has taken over as the main one. According to ESPN's rankings, Georgia has the top class, followed by Alabama, Oregon, Ohio State, and Texas. Starting next college football season, that's all SEC and Big Ten, so as if they weren't strong enough. My goodness. An ESPN report, speaking of conference realignment, reports that Florida State has had renewed in-depth discussions about its future in the ACC after getting left out of the college football playoff. Joe, you and I were two of quite a few who saw this coming from a mile away. Yeah. I thought, you know, these talks kind of, oh, okay, it'll happen in a year, it'll happen in two. You know, I'm prepared for that, but they are already having these in-depth discussions, yeah, apparently. Says the snub was the last straw among many at the university and trustee members. I mean, you had the problems with financial distribution annually amongst the members, and now you've got this. No incentive to stay in the Atlantic Coast.
Well, there is none other than the money, because like the fee is like three times the. Oh, I saw it earlier today. I can't remember exactly, but it's like it's north of $100 million.
The exit fee? I thought it was like around 120.
Something like that. Yeah, that sounds right. So obviously that's the that's it, and you know, Florida State is not the alumni base of you know, a major like Texas, Oklahoma, or Ohio State, you know, so I wouldn't say that it's more. I don't know if hard would be the right word. Like it wouldn't be hard to raise the funding. I would think a little bit more challenging than it might at some other schools, but you've had exit fees that have been south of $100 million, like around 70, 80 million. That could be a little bit more to stomach. Shoot, Texas A&M has to pay Jimbo Fisher $70 million for them not to coach football games for them. Yeah. But it'll be interesting to see what happens here. I mean, you know, yeah, we were talking about this literally the next day about how this is the first thing. You know, if they want to be serious about it, they've got to pony up the funds, and you know, it's $130 million. I mean, that's a lot of money, but obviously a big payoff there if they're able to get into the SEC or the Big Ten. Obviously, much more lucrative annually as far as the TV money is concerned. Another one here locally, have a new football coach at Pensacola High School. Of course, it's a program that's been, I would say disarray would probably be a good word for it.
Yeah, I mean, they've been in rough shape.
Yeah, five coaches in 5 years. This past year, Kentrell Tyson resigned just 4 games into the season. You had Martez Wheeler take over in an interim basis. Today, Wade McKinney hired as the next head coach. Spent the last 2 seasons at West Florida as an assistant, also served as Pine Forest offensive coordinator for 3 years before that. Hope he's able to turn it around there, because you know, their Escambia County obviously has great football programs. Got Pensacola Catholic. Tate is now kind of on the upswing with
Escambia.
Escambia, obviously Pine Forest. So There's definitely room for one more in terms of a premier high school program around the area. So I'm hoping, of course, a school with that much history and tradition there that they can get things right. 542 now, taking a look at some health, business, and science notes on Pensacola right now. Health experts say that sleeping naked can promote a good night's rest. Studies show that keeping cool can help you fall asleep faster, with the ideal bedroom temperature somewhere between 60 and 67 degrees. I'm going to repeat that again for my wife. The ideal bedroom temperature somewhere between 60 and 67. That is the ideal temperature, regardless if you're in the bedroom or not.
And regardless of what your spouse says.
And regardless of whether you're wearing clothes or not.
Mm-hmm.
Cooling your body also promotes better sleep quality, healthier skin, and has even been linked to less stress and anxiety. That is why I like the house cool.
Yeah.
It's for all the health benefits that it allows and affords.
You're very selfless, Jeff.
That's right.
Rite Aid is banned from using facial recognition after the Federal Trade Commission found it used it recklessly. The drugstore chain and the FTC reached a settlement after a complaint alleged it was using AI-based software to profile shoppers, get this, deemed likely to engage in shoplifting or other criminal behavior, and to, as a result, keep them out of the stores. Mm. What?
So how does this work?
Why would you risk that?
So I walk into a Rite Aid, and somebody comes up to me and says, hey, you can't be in here. And I say, why? He says, well, you look like you would steal stuff from here. I'm like, okay, well, just follow me around and
that works.
Just let me do my shopping, and then I'll go up to the register, pay for my stuff, and walk out.
That's too hard. We're just going to kick you out.
Yeah, I guess so. Mm-hmm. A study out of Princeton is linking unaffordable rent and dying sooner. Okay. Researchers working with the U.S. Census data discovered that people who paid 50% of their income on rent were 9% more likely to die over the next 20 years than people who paid 30% towards rent. That number goes up to 12% more likely if you shelled out 70% of income to pay rent. The Princeton team says unaffordable rent causes people to cut back on their essential spending, like food, medicine, and doctor's visits, which can impact health outcomes. I would take that a step further to use a phrase from Dave Ramsey. That is what we call house poor. Mm-hmm. And if you're paying 70% of your income towards money, that's just a lot of stress that somebody who's paying 30% does not have. And so, yeah, that I would imagine would be a contributing factor as well.
Oh, undoubtedly. Just about 5:45 here. We'll get another check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service. That's Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway. Speaking of Davis Highway, it's been causing us some trouble, causing us some ruckus here in Pensacola, but it has seemingly died down a bit. We were having a lot of issues near the intersection with Airport Boulevard, but that has died down almost completely. So if you're dealing with issues there, hopefully it won't hold you up too long. Same cannot be said about Pine Forest Road. If you just got off of I-10 westbound and you're traveling north towards West 9 Mile Road, that is still dealing with some congestion. Hopefully it will die down soon. Brent Lane, if you're traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street, we still have some issues in that area. Taking things to Santa Rosa County, Caroline Street was giving us some issues. Again, if you were coming over Blackwater River on Caroline Street westbound trying to come into downtown Milton, while there is still some congestion, it has greatly died down.
All right, thank you very much. Meteorologist Alan Strum with a look at the weather.
Chilly weather again overnight with lows down in the 40s for most coastal areas. Take it inland and it will be colder with lows potentially in the mid to low 30s. During the day Thursday, a little warmer with highs in the low 60s. Sun and clouds in the skies Thursday. We continue to have a pretty high rain chance on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, 50 degrees right now, down to 42 tonight. Mostly sunny tomorrow and a high of 62. Taking a look at some pop culture notes today. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You, claiming the top spot on the Billboard Hot 100, replacing Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. Billboard says the iconic holiday song is the first song to top the Hot 100 list for the fifth year in a row. Of course, it was originally released in 1994 as part of Carrie's Merry Christmas album.
Very nice. And speaking of music that is, to say the least, controversial, Ryan Gosling is...
I don't know about controversial, but continue.
Yeah, you talk about the one I'm about to say or Mariah Carey?
Oh, no, definitely the one you're about to talk about.
I think it could be.
Who doesn't love this?
Okay. Ryan Gosling is giving Barbie fans an early Christmas gift. Do you want to play it, Joe?
Do I want to play it?
The actor teamed with Barbie the album producer. Teamed with Barbie the album producer Mark Ronson to release Kin the EP on Wednesday. It features three new versions of the widely popular song I'm Just Ken, and apparently Joe's fangirling over it
over there.
That's
right.
It's from this summer's biggest movie. That's where it could be controversial, because I think some people think, okay, wow, the hysteria surrounding that movie was overrated. Same thing with like Taylor Swift.
Well, I mean, financially it was the biggest movie.
Oh, no. Well, just like Taylor Swift. She's obviously very popular, but some people are like, ugh, her again. You know
That's just you. Anyway,
the new renditions include a holiday version, an acoustic version, and a dance version of the song.
Fandango out with its list of most anticipated movies of 2024. Topping the list is Deadpool 3. I'm excited for that one. Ryan Reynolds, of course. Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. We've got Beetlejuice 2. Won't see that. Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire, won't see that. Dune Part 2, the first one sucked.
Golly.
And Venom 3, all right. You know, it was okay. Venom 2 and the first one was all right. I'm a tough critic, man. You gotta impress me.
But when I use the term controversial to describe Kin the EP, whoa, where's this hostility coming from? Whatever.
I am the... the gold standard. I am the bastion of the. I am like the compass that points true when it comes to entertainment. If I am in favor, and if I support and I am behind it, then obviously it is good. And if I am not, then it is to be discarded.
Well,
so.
I will take that with nothing more than a grain of salt until someone not named Joe backs it up.
Here's another example, all right? The Guardian putting together a list of the top 25 best Christmas films, and it sucks.
Yeah.
Per me. number one on their list, A Muppet Christmas Carol, followed by Tangerine, The Apartment, Gremlins, and Carol rounding out the top five.
No, that is dumb. Like, I'll agree with you there.
Yes. Number six, you got Meet Me in St. Louis. I like that movie. My wife and I have a heated debate every year as to whether it's a Christmas movie. It is, newsflash. It's a Wonderful Life coming in at number eight. Elf, number nine.
Yay.
One thing they did get right was A Christmas Story nowhere on the top 25 list.
I think that could be like... Not only do the person who made this list may just not like it, but also A Christmas Story kind of gets criticized because there are some scenes in it that quote unquote didn't age well, you know, like with the Chinese workers at the end, you know, singing the song with their accents and stuff. So that may be why it may lose some style points for that, which I could definitely believe. But A Christmas Story not being top 25 for any other reason, come on, you gotta give Ralphie some love, give him some sugar. That's all I'm saying.
All right, 5:50, we'll take a quick break. Coming back, we got some fun facts about Home Alone that you may not know about, and also wacky stories and good news as well. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Do you know the impact video has in the minds of your future customer? In today's world, the average person consumes up to 6 hours of video a day. That is 25% of their time. If that large of a segment of their day is spent watching video, what's your company doing to create consumable content? Does your marketing and advertising strategy reflect appearing where they're watching this content? If it doesn't yet, it will soon. We are ADX Digital, and we help businesses leverage the power of video by putting brands just like yours in front of consumers using a wide variety of video marketing strategies, including social media mirroring, OTT, Amazon, video pre-roll, YouTube, Facebook and Instagram, and more. Ready to learn how we can do this for you? Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
This Friday at 10:30, join the Pensacola Humane Society on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back by becoming a volunteer or adopting or fostering a furry friend. Listen this Friday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Andrew McKay, and I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, yes, go nuts at Christmas when each kid hangs up his sock. It's a time for kids to flip their lids while their papa goes in hock.
What song is this?
This is I Just Go Nuts at Christmas by Yogi Jorgensen.
On the night before Christmas.
Yeah.
All right.
So, I mean, it was recommended. I'm just following orders. But Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 5:55 here. We will get one last check of the roads and weather for this hour. We saw some things start to die down predominantly in Pensacola and the surrounding areas here. And hopefully it still looks that way. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, that is still dealing with some congestion issues. But other than that, there's not too much that's looking particularly severe. On East and West Garden Street in downtown Pensacola, that area you may be experiencing a little bit. But other than that, if you've got problems, it shouldn't hold you up too long.
All right. Thank you very much.
Cool temperatures again for the overnight hours. It depends on where you are, though. Along the coastal zones, low temps will be in the 40s. Head inland, and again, mid to low 30s possible for those areas. During the day Thursday, we'll get some sun and some clouds, kind of a mix. Highs will be a little bit warmer, up in the low 60s. And jumping ahead to Christmas, again, we are calling for a high rain chance both Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Currently sitting at 50 degrees, 42 the overnight low tonight, clear, mostly sunny tomorrow, and a high of 62. Always fun to talk about, you know, one of those holiday classic movies that we all love. I don't know anybody who hates Home Alone. Here are some interesting facts that you may or may not know. Macaulay Culkin's famous scene where he reacts to aftershave was improvised. Director Chris Columbus says that was the first take. Culkin held his hands on his cheek and screamed, despite the director wanting him to move his hands right away, as that would have been more of a natural reaction to the burning sensation. But they liked it so much, thought it was great, and decided to keep it in. John Candy was only on the set for one day and improvised pretty much all of his scenes. Mm. Columbus says none of the stuff was in the script, especially his funeral parlor story that he tells Kevin's mom as a way to try to console her.
That's a true actor right there.
Yeah.
Like a true comedic actor.
Yeah, for sure. Speaking of Candy, his appearance was actually a favor to the producer, and his pay was not very much. It was just the minimum pay rate that the studio had agreed to. The guy who played the Little Nero's pizza delivery boy even made more than John Candy did. Robert De Niro was originally considered for the role of Harry. That would have been kind of interesting. Robert De Niro. It's like now that the movie's 30 years old and you've seen it so many times, you can't really imagine anybody else besides Joe Pesci being the role of Harry. Pesci says that he would actually avoid Culkin on the set so that he would actually be afraid of him when he came across him while they were shooting. So that's smart. Pretty interesting there. And Daniel Stern, the actor who plays Marv, agreed to let a real tarantula put on his face only for one take. His famous scream actually wasn't even real. He mimed it so he wouldn't scare the spider. That's a smart move there. Mm. Good business decision. Yeah. And it was dubbed, the scream that is, was dubbed in later. So that's some fun facts there as you enjoy Home Alone undoubtedly this weekend. Some wacky stories today. Three Texas jail guards are accused of taking bribes from a drug cartel to smuggle cell phones, heroin, and fentanyl into state prisons. The deadly narcotics were sprayed onto paper, which was then sold to inmates for $1,000 a sheet. Mm. Where are the inmates getting that money from? A federal investigation found the guards were pocketing thousands of dollars.
Wow. And Slim Jim wants its car back. That's not some punchline to a lame joke. The customized yellow and orange Nissan Z that promotes the brand was reported missing on Saturday. The car, known as Fast Meat, was on a Chicago to Los Angeles tour with the WWE. The LAPD is asking anyone with information about the car to call the department.
Yeah, good news. A Sacramento man stumbled into a gold mine when he discovered his father's old baseball cards in the attic. John says his father, Red, kept more than 600 cards that date from 1919 to 1926.
Wow.
And they were inside of a tobacco tin. The cards include over 20 Babe Ruths alone, Ty Cobb, Shoeless Joe Jackson in there as well. John's putting them up for auction soon. Experts say it'll likely go into the very high six figures. Pro tip, John, I would keep one or two of them as a connection to your father.
Oh, yeah.
Pass them down to your family, but yeah, enjoy the money there. 5:59, that'll do it for hour number two. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up next. We're back in 12 minutes for another full rundown of everything happening in your world on Pensacola right now.